So let's talk a little college football here. And I really actually do want to get to a couple of things, because yesterday we got sidetracked by some good stuff, but we never got to the thing we meant to get to. Clemson and Florida State are going to renew talks with the ACC, and the ACC is basically like, all right, we'll give you more money. We'll give you more money.
Where the hell y'all going to go?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to buy their way out or whatever. But the ACC is like, if you guys just stay, you got to drop the lawsuit, first of all.
Right.
Drop the lawsuit. But if you stay, we'll talk about maybe a bigger piece of the pie.
Well, I mean, that's all they wanted, right, was money, right?
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about?
Yeah.
They're going to get more money?
As much as they want to act like, and maybe, I mean, I'm sure part of it is also the prestige of a better league, and if you go 13-0 now, you don't have to worry about that because you're 0-3 and you play in the ACC right now. So I wouldn't be worried too much about the prestige of your league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's about trying to get into the playoff and all that kind of stuff. But, again, I don't think either one of those teams has to worry about that with the way that their seasons have started between the two of them. But, yeah, the ACC is like, all right, we can talk about a little bit more money. We'll see where that goes. All the conference – I don't know. All this conference realignment stuff is interesting because we're going to talk about it as it changes in real time. Mm-hmm. But we all know we're going somewhere much different than we're at right now.
Probably.
Right? It would be great if we could just speed up and get there. But for the time being, like, Cal versus Florida State is an ACC game. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be true probably in 5 years.
No.
But right now, that's what the ACC is, and so that's what it is. Pretty good odds that Billy Napier is the first coach that gets fired in college football this season.
There's no doubt that it's just win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with Napier is win. Because he's not going to make it through the season.
I wouldn't think that he would.
No.
I'm a little surprised that he's still the coach right now because they don't want him to be the coach right now.
That's what I'm like.
But it's a matter of doing it right and trying to get it right and not ruin everything.
But we asked Abe, we were like, who's on staff that could be the interim?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
No one.
And so is that why you're hanging on to him? But yeah, he's getting fired.
So what do they do?
Going back to the conversation you had, it's still Florida. I know it ain't what it used to be, and mainly because they kept hiring the wrong damn people. Or finally, they should have kept Dan Mullen if they were going to go this route.
They probably should have.
They probably just kept Dan Mullen. But, I mean, they have got to get, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there are any alums that are in the coaching game, like on a Kirby level when he left. No, there isn't.
No.
Do you try to go NFL? I don't know what NFL coach wants to be dealing with NIL now. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they go. I mean, because it would be once upon a time that you would say, this is Florida, you go take somebody's coach.
Yeah, that's not true anymore. I mean, and that's clearly been the case because now this is the fourth straight coach. And I don't know if you can say Dan Mullen failed. I understand he got fired, but he won a lot of games.
He did.
And at least for a time had things going in a pretty good direction, but then things went bad quick and they got rid of him. And, you know, Billy Napier obviously hasn't been able to get it off the ground
or change that direction. Was that ever an exciting hire for Florida?
No, it wasn't an exciting hire.
Yeah,
but again, I don't know that matters.
Right.
I get it, like the press conference for the fans and all that kind of stuff. But you look at the coaches that are successful in college football right now, not all of them were day one grand slam hires on day one.
You gotta
go find somebody. And I think Billy Napier's actually a good coach. He'll probably go someplace else and have some success. I just think that there's a lot of struggles at Florida right now because of what life is currently in college football. They don't seem to have their NIL alignment, like the where the money's coming from, where the money's going, easily aligned. That's what makes a job good.
Why am I giving my money to that?
Great point.
Yeah, great point. Like, why am I giving my money to that?
Well, the argument would be because we need it so we can be better.
I get it. But that's what I'm saying.
Because if you don't, then we're going to suck.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure when this NIL came out, they were giving them money, but it wasn't. You know, wasn't contributing to wins. So, like, hell, not about that money back.
Yeah, but from what you hear from sort of behind the scenes down there is there's just so many different voices, so many folks that want to have a say in it. It's just, you know, and again, that's what makes a job good right now. But I also don't know that all of that can be in line unless you have the right guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you have all of that in line, you probably already have the coach that you want because that coach went there and got it in line.
Will they hire John Gruden?
That would be a huge mistake.
He said
that would be so dumb if they did that. Why would that work?
I don't
like. What would make anybody think that John Gruden, the college football coach, would be a good idea?
I have no clue.
Okay,
but I mean,
you said it.
No, it was on paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was on paper. It's on right there.
Yeah,
John Gruden says he's eyeing returning to coaching, but in the collegiate ranks.
And I wish him well.
Yes.
I wish him well. Yeah. If I'm Florida, that's not my
first
choice.
That's not my first choice.
No. I'm going to go with somebody who's had a little success in college football.
Like who?
Ever. I mean, look, obviously they're talking about Lane Kiffin. That's outrageous.
Right.
Lane Kiffin has everything that you want in college football right now, which is the freedom to be Lane Kiffin
mm-hmm.
and the funds to facilitate the roster.
Okay.
Right? Like, right. That's what it is, isn't mm-hmm. it? Isn't that what it is?
Yes.
I also think the 12-team playoff changes the calculus a little bit. Versus a 14 playoff, because you're right, like Florida's a traditional power. The recruiting footprint is better there than it is in Mississippi for sure. But like you can get in the 12-team playoff.
Yes.
Like if you have some money and
yes.
you have a roster. Like Lane Kiffin's probably going to the playoff
yes.
this year. So that changes things a little bit too. So that I take that off the list. I don't think he would do that. I mean, Jamie Chadwell's had a lot of success.
Okay.
He was at Coastal Carolina, now he's at Liberty. I mean, at least he's a guy who's had success in college football.
Eli Drinkwitz is the interesting one at Missouri.
Again, he may make the playoff this year at Missouri. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that Florida is Florida, or was Florida. I don't know that it is Florida anymore, but it was Florida. I think we have to kind of wrap our minds around what that is in college football these days. Like, what you were however long ago. These kids don't care about that.
No, they do not.
These kids care about winning tomorrow and getting paid today. That's what they care about. Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you might could get paid at Florida, maybe, if they get that stuff taken care of, but are you winning? Like, no you're not
and
right
that,
now.
And that the thing with the whole Eli, and I saw that this morning, was it's like, he built something in Missouri, but he was just about to be fired 2 years ago. So, is this more or less because of the talent that he has accumulated right now? Can they reload from the success he's had these past 2 years?
But that's a very similar thing to me as Lane Kiffin, isn't it?
But he's
at a place where he's doing well.
But the thing with Lane is, like, everybody just automatically assumes he's just going to come in and everything's going to be okay. That's why I said, what has Lane won?
I know, but he did take Ole Miss from kind of what it had been mm-hmm. to now. They won 11 games last year or something like that.
Yeah. I'm not saying okay, either way. Lane could coach his ass off, but people look at him like he is like that dude. And I just don't look at him that way.
No.
I don't.
Neither do I. But I understand why they would be eyeing him. I understand why they'd be eyeing Eli Drinkwitz, too.
I think it's more when I think about Lane, and I'm not taking it, because Lane can coach his ass off. He's a very good offensive coach and everything, but he has the players around him and everything like that. But can Lane win a championship?
I don't know. But what I do know Lane can do is he can build a program into what a program needs to look like in college football today. He's got the boosters giving the money to the right people.
Are they going
to
do that in Florida?
I don't know, but Lane knows how to do it.
Yeah.
He went to Ole Miss and whipped that thing into shape in like 2 years, right?
Okay.
Like it is the prototypical college program now.
Yes.
The money goes to where you want it to. He gets to decide who gets it.
Now,
they go in the transfer portal. They get everybody they want.
I got a question for you with that whole booster thing. They need to win. They paid for this roster for Lane to win the championship this year.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, he's got to get it done on the field this year. But my point is, like, who knows if you can win a championship? There's three guys active in college football right now that have won championships, right?
So, like, Mac Brown's one of them.
So that being the standard for who you hire is pretty tough. What you need is somebody who can build your program into a machine, which is what he's done. He's done. Kirby did it at Georgia. Obviously, he's won championships because of that. But the first thing he did was built it into a machine, a recruiting machine and a money machine, and he got laws changed, and he did all this stuff. You have to be a politician to be able to succeed in college
football.
You're damn
right you do.
And Lane can do that. That's it. I don't know if these other guys can. I don't know who can. It's a hard job to do.